Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, shalom alaikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you are tuned in to The Narrative. How is everyone? And I hope it's a great day for you, because today is going to be a great day for us. We are back on the air after a long hiatus, so to speak. And today, I don't have a co-host. I didn't request for a co-host to be on with me today. I want it to be about you and I today. Today's broadcast is titled Message to the Believer. And I want to talk to you today because I'm going to take the narrative in a different direction. Just as the earth is constantly turning and evolving, our program is also constantly evolving. Now, I'm going to get into the discussion today, and afterwards we're going to talk about the what is to come to the program as we move from now on. I'm going to start off with, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. Now, I thank Allah over and over again for coming to us in the Western Hemisphere in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, the great Mahdi, that the world has been looking for, and we thank him for his coming and leaving us with a gift. The first divine teacher and messenger erected in the Western Hemisphere. That's a big thing. As we are going to point out this afternoon, this first divinely fashioned and taught man was given to us as a gift. He is an eternal leader that will keep on giving long after you and I are gone. The man that I'm speaking of is none other than the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the first Atum of the Western Hemisphere. This new Atum is fashioned from not the physical mud of the earth, but from the mental mud of the refined or a refined civilization of man. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Farad Muhammad's meeting is very significant, and it comes in the line of divine. Just as the first man was fashioned from the black mud, fashioned into shape, so was the meeting of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Farad Muhammad. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is a refined man living in a fully evolved world and civilization of human beings. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, living in a time of great mental darkness and practices, was fashioned like the first Atum in the beginning. Now let's look at this. Instead of black mud being used, as with the first Atum, to fashion and shape the first black man, now today, we have the first Atum fashioned from out of the mental black darkness of ideals, thought, and philosophies of the world. Now please understand this. Master Farad Muhammad, God man, took the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, an already refined black man born in the black mental mud of Western civilization, raised up mentally from the darkness of the mind that was full of self-hatred and insecurity. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad spoke of himself as being so far in the mud that only his eyes penetrated or protruding out. That's low down in the mud. Many of us came from out of those same conditions. This man is a gift to us. This is why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is a gift. We got to think on us. Where did we come from? What were the conditions surrounding our own personal lives? Elijah's life is our life. Elijah's pain is our pain. His suffering is our suffering, just as his resurrection is our resurrection and his ascendancy is our ascendancy. We have reached the time of the day and the night of ascendancy now. Total ascendancy. Those of you who seek the hereafter, you are living in as we speak the word this afternoon. Hereafter starts within the mind, here, while you live. The after is your acceptance on a new mental or of a new mental reality within. It is written that the historical Jesus said that the kingdom of God is found within. This means that it is already existing, if you will it to be. Do you will it to be? If you will it to be, then the kingdom can be called forth from within you. And you can live it today. When you live in the mind of the hereafter, then you will be in the hereafter. I want to call to our mind this afternoon the lyrics of Reverend Thomas A. Dorsey. You all know the song, Precious Lord. Mr. Dorsey's wife, Nettie Harper, was given childbirth, was in childbirth. It was in August of 1932 when she died to give their son life. Woman, black woman, Mexican woman, Chinese woman, white woman, you are all a very, very special creation. To die, just think on this, to die giving life to a man. Man, we got to grow. We got to grow up, the women that we have in our lives. The lyrics, you can tell our brother was very hurt when he wrote these words, and I'm going to read them. It says, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. I'm tired. I'm weak. I'm alone. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way goes, dear precious Lord, linger near. When my light is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is hot and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm alone. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Take my hand, lead me home. For someone to take your hand and lead you signifies that in the time of grief, sorrow, and confusion, you need a guide to lead you home. What home? It is said that home is where the heart is. What is home? Home is the satisfied nature that is found within the inner core of our being. Jesus, in the book of Revelation 2, verses 4 through 5, says that, "I have somewhat against you because you have left your first love." Remember, therefore, from whence you are fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. What is this candlestick? A candlestick is that which is a temporary light made from a wick and wax. It is a temporary light that is made to burn out. We as believers are charged with a temporary truth that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad referred to as a wake-up message to a much greater truth that is to come. I heard a young man say just the other day that he and others are out to build a new world, an Asiatic world. I had to smile. And I replied that to build an Asiatic world is of the past. We are on our way of producing a new world that is not based in the old world philosophy. That's Eastern talk. That's wake up language. A much greater force is pushing in a greater truth, an identity that is replacing the old with the new. The name Asiatic has been tainted by the world standard and adopted by people who harbor low levels of vibrations, while the name Asiatic is a high vibration word that is adopted now by low-class people who have tainted the majesty of that name. And if you are in doubt as to what I am saying, there are those who use the name in their art form today. You call yourself an Asiatic black man, but you call your woman a female dog. A B word. You know the word. You call yourself an Asiatic black man while using drugs that is slowly destroying the body and mind. The name has been tainted and will be retired into the past history of us, never to be used again except in a reference point, future now. Remember that all of the former things shall be passed away. So mental growth is necessary. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, in Closing the Gap, page 38, spoke of this life as a transitory life. The minister said, and I'm quoting, he said, "This is a life which gets us from the infinity time before this limited time period to the infinity of time after this life. The teachings that we have enjoyed and delighted in for the past 90 plus years is not permanent. There are greater amounts of new knowledge that is being released within the two hemispheres of the human brain. The present teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is like a primer pump to resurrect the dormant God within that's been sleeping for 50,000 plus years. It should be a that they that can resurrect the black man and woman and the whole of humanity other than the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You don't have to wait another 50,000 plus years to achieve resurrection. You don't have to wait another 50,000 plus years to achieve clarity. Be and exist. Why say be and exist? Because it is clear that be and it is not clearly understood. And exist need to be the mantra of us all. Before I bring this message to a close, I want to share these words with you. The Supreme Wisdom points out an economic system that is to be practiced among the believers, and that is social order. Why social order? Social order follows the function of nature. Many of us in this life, we are capitalists, especially if you live in the United States of America. However, when you look at God's design and you look at nature's grand scheme, then you will see that if the God have named an economic system for us to practice, it would be what you all call socialism. Why socialism? But I'm going to name it social order. And why would it be a good practice dealing with economics amongst us as believers, as the people of God? Have you noticed something about nature? There's no such thing as waste in nature, period. Why social order is necessary amongst us in the nation? If we would go to the Supreme Wisdom, the fourth section, question and answer number 8, why does the devil, wicked one, keep our people apart from his social equality? The answer is, he does not want us to know how filthy he is in all of his affairs. He is afraid because when we learn about him, we will run from him, or we will run him from amongst us. Socialism means to advocate a society of men, a group of men for one common cause. Equality means to be equal in everything. I want to say this to us as believers in the Nation of Islam in the Western Hemisphere, under the leadership and guidance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, powered by the mind and wisdom of Master Farad Muhammad. We will never become successful under the devils and their way of civilization and economic structure of capitalism. Now, capitalism is the overall system that we live up under. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad have said this as much, as that we must study the white man in business. Capitalism is the system that we work up under. However, amongst ourselves, we must practice the principles of a social order, right? In other words, we must pool our resources amongst ourselves. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, the United States encouraged that. They've been doing it for years. They take our resources. They take our talent, and I'm talking about black people in general, and they distribute our wealth, our spiritual wealth, our ideals, our creation amongst themselves and benefit themselves. You know I'm not lying. You know I'm not lying. You know I'm telling the truth. Now, I know some of you out there would say this, that, well, I've done good under capitalism. And that's beautiful. I applaud you because you learned how to apply the teachings and the methods, and you were rewarded for it. Please understand, I'm not talking about you. I applaud that. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was charged with raising a nation. He said that no man can rise above the condition of his people. Well, this principle can be applied to us as believers as well. No believer can rise above the condition of the nation. If the nation is poor, its citizens are poor. Remember that. What is the financial condition of the nation? If you take a serious look at the financial condition of the whole, then it would tell the story of the society. America, what is your condition? Don't you all know that it takes trillions of dollars, to run a nation? The United States has filtering through its economy trillions of dollars. It's a paper-based economy. And you would think that with such wealth traveling through its land, that the country would not be in dire straits when it comes to its economy. You know, in the economy of the nation, capitalism would not work, not in a supreme wisdom social order structure. If the saying in the nation is true, that no nation can rise higher than its woman, then it's also true that no nation can rise higher than the condition of its people. If the people are poor, then the nation will be poor. If the nation is rich financially, then the people would enjoy a high quality of life. That is not something that should be shocking to anyone. Stop playing with each other and build a social order and a social structure of economics amongst yourself. There's power in the words of this supreme wisdom. Let's look at these words again. Socialist means society of men and women or group of men and women for one common cause and goal. Remember, these words, equality means to be equal in everything. We're seeking equality. Yes, we live in a capitalistic society. But has it been a good system for the poor? Has it been an equal system for us all? No. No, it hasn't. Well, how do you know, Brother Derek? Because it is a known fact that there's only 1% of the population that is the ultra rich. 1%? I thought they say that it's supposed to be equality. You know the saying, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Do all feel that equal justice is being given? Something to think about. Right now, the United States is having a problem. Now, and once we look at it, not through the lens of being patriotic, no, we must look at this thing, this problem here, critical analysis. During the pandemic, many companies were forced to close down. The wheels of innovation, not just in the United States, but all over the world. There was in certain nations that to where they were still going on their daily business. Like in search places, like in many places in Africa, many places like in over in the Western Hemisphere, Cuba, places like that. They were still going about their daily business. They didn't have no problem with COVID. But that pandemic has really hurt not the masses of the people. I'm not going to say put it on the masses of the people, but it hurt a lot of the capitalists. Why did it hurt? Because now the people had the time to stop their daily lives and take a look at the reality on how they was living. take a look at their economic reality. And they are fed up, and they are seeing that the wealth of the country have not been equally doled out. You work from can't see morning to can't see night, but yet you still can't find the way in order to make ends meet. Instead of business owner, who is happy that the people is coming back so that the business can get back to moving again, so that the country can get back to moving again, so they can begin to start making money again. They want to welcome you back to the same old game. And the people have realized that what this pandemic has shown to us, that my God, I have nothing. My God, they want me to continue to do all of this work for $10 an hour. My God. People like Jeff Bezos, he made a fortune during the pandemic. And here I am. I can't even afford to buy 10 gallons of gas to fill up my gas tank. I can't afford to buy insurance or pay on my insurance. I need more. That's the talk now. And meanwhile, back at the White House, President Joe Biden is constantly talking about the stimulus payments that he sent out that he thought was gonna seal up a gaping hole. This hole has been open for a long time, but it was a small hole because the people could not see their condition because what? NFL on Sunday, concerts throughout the month, foot basketball game, baseball game, restaurant open. It was a constant activity. Noise going all off in your ear, television program, you know, music, videos, constantly. Now we are faced with reality now. And we're looking at the reality and we're seeing that, wait a minute. If 1% of the population owns all of the wealth in the country, own all of the wealth in the world, then what does that say about the 99% of us who just only want what is rightfully ours? How many of you have been working for years and you are not able to even take a decent vacation for yourself? Some of you have not even been on a vacation in many, many years. You look at these advertisements, come visit Jamaica, come to South Africa, come to Europe, come to China, or just like Mr. Rourke used to say, miles everyone, miles. Welcome to Fantasy Island. Where the Fantasy Island is in your and my head. It's in our mind. The only paradise that some of us gonna see is the paradise that you create in your brain. Because you have not the finances in order to afford such of a trip. And even if you do figure out a way, then next thing we know is, man, you're going in debt just for a 3-day, 4-day, or 7-day excursion. This is a damn shame. But yet we proudly sing these songs. Y'all know, crying, hand on the heart. That little country singer name. That song. I'm proud to be an American. Well, at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I proudly stand up next to you and defend her still today. But it ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Oh, boy. Man. Tears be flowing, you know, hand on the heart, flag waving. But yet you get in your car or you ride a bus through downtown Atlanta, downtown Washington, D.C., downtown Los Angeles. And you see all these homeless people who, in fact, are veterans laying in the gutter in the streets of America. Who sacrificed themselves for what? A cold ground and a rock for a pillow? Believers, seek a way to build with each other as the new world is forging forward and replacing the old. Look at it. Think on this why. Before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, two angels were sent before the destruction. The Bible is giving us a picture that is going to take not just you as an individual. It takes 2, 3, it takes 4. It takes 5. It takes millions. You got to stop flying solo. Look at this. Abraham was sitting in the plains of Mamre, and 3 men approached him, and one of them, according to the scriptures, was the Lord. Notice the pattern. It is always more than one. You need to do the same, beloved. You have ideas? Then it's time for you to join on with your brothers and sisters. Create an eternal, internal economic system of economics within your ranks. The United States ain't getting in your way for that. Come on, believers. The solo hamster wheel is old and dead. It has not gotten you anywhere. Not to where you want to be. You know, when you are in a society such as a religious structure or order, you know, people that's there with you, they have ideals as well as you. One of the issues that would probably come up, and that is submitting to each other's ideas. I remember here in Houston, we had Captain Jeff. And it's something Captain Jeff said one time that I want to say to you, and may Allah be pleased with our brother. He's no longer with us, but his spirit and his word will live on in all of our hearts. But Captain Jeff said that you will know the man that would have the wisdom or the light for any situation that you're in, because the light will shine out brightly in his word. I believe that. I believe in that wholeheartedly, because if I have an idea and I'm putting this idea together and I drew up our plan, then I must, with my idea, connect with others who may have that same idea, or who fall in love with the idea, to help me to build it. Some of us, we got to get to the point where we have to say that I don't know. If it's some things that we don't know, then we must seek out that which we do not know. There's nothing wrong with that. A whole bunch of things I don't know. I have aspirations. I have ideals that I want to bring about. But I don't know all that I need to know about taxes. I don't know all that I need to know about setting up the business structure that I would have to have in order to bring my idea into reality. But that's the beauty of being in a nation, because you have a lot of people that's there, that exist in with you, who have that knowledge. And if they have the means and they have the business, that's, you take your, what you want to invest in, you invest in their expertise. And then you're going to find that what you are doing, you are circumventing money you're circumventing ideals within your social order, inside the structure, inside your nation. We must start looking into doing a lot of that, especially us who believe in Allah and the hereafter. Which is already in existence. If you understand that principle. How many of you right now is constantly fantasizing for making a lot of money to help the nation? So you go through means that Allah is not with. We're sorry about this, but playing the lottery, running numbers, and betting on the horses will not bring you what you need. Stop wasting your money. It will not happen. It is in the building with each other that will bring you all that you desire in this life and beyond. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan introduced to the nation 9 ministries. All 9 ministries touched upon all human needs and endeavors. If you really look at them, they are the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Art and Entertainment, the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Spiritual Development, the Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Information, Ministry of Trade and Commerce, the Ministry of Defense, the Ministry of Justice, the Ministry of Science and Technology. Find your place. Find your passion. And let's build in the name of Allah, who appealed to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. Now, it must be said, many of you are concerned about your children because you have invested much time in your children, and it seems as though they are distant from you and the teachers that you planted in them. I'm saying to you, fear not. Allah knows of your children and will return the sincere one back unto you. Now, as for the wrongdoers that choose to stay with this world and the enemies of God, it is written in the Quran that one of Noah's children decided to remain with the flooded one. A meeting was arranged between Noah and the son. Then when the son decided to stay with the condemned one, the Quran says a wave came between Noah and his son. This is an unpleasant truth to hear. But some of the sons and daughters of the righteous would choose to be caught in the wave of death rather to be with their parents and follow the way of Allah and his message. This is an unpleasant talk and truth. Very unpleasant. But it is real. The Nation of Islam in the Western Hemisphere is like the earth itself. It is in constant rotation. And it is a constant rotation of truth that is constantly bringing forth new life. New science is on the way. New human endeavor is on the way. We are on our way to an eternal change on our planet, stemming from the mind of that one who appeared to us in the person whom the Honorable Elijah Muhammad referred to as Allah, appeared in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, who within his own genetic makeup contained, listen to me carefully, contained multiple beings. Uh-oh. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about his reality and his genetic makeup. And in his genetic makeup, it was to give justice to both black and white. And this man, Master Farad Muhammad, is an eternal friend to the black man and woman and the righteous of the earth. An eternal friend. An eternal friend indeed. He is with us. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I believe that was in the last Savior's Day, if I'm not mistaken. I pray Allah that I am not making a mistake in saying this, but a question came, he asked a question from the rostrum. He said, what must be done? And he said, well, we have God as a guide. We don't have time to sit here and holler, what's asked the question, what must be done? He said, get up and go, and let's go do something. Get up. Let's go do something, man. What are you waiting on? Are you sitting here waiting on Jesus? Well, you got a long wait. Because the historical Jesus, he ain't going to see you. Let me say something to you who actually believe that the Jesus of 2,000 years ago, the historical Jesus, is on his way back. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the book, How to Eat to Live, speaks about the human body and the longevity in which this human body can last. We have been taught, and it's no secret, that this human body is actually made to last for 1,000 years. We We read about Methuselah. We read about Abraham. We read about Moses. All of these men have lived well beyond 80 years, according to this, the wisdom of this life. You know, 80 years is a long life. Man, please. According to the scriptures of the Bible, you have people living past 130, 150, 200 years. Is it true? Well, you have to look at the condition under which we live. Since the Caucasians have been given their opportunity to rule, life expectancy have been became low on the earth. Now your food is not natural foods anymore. You got a lot of additives and preservatives. The soil now has been poisoned. The soil in its nutrients is not producing what it used to produce. Now, within the fruits, within the vegetables, they lied and told us through a marketing scheme that breakfast is the most important meal in the morning. Does it make sense? If you're a marketer, remember C.W. Post, he paid good money to help propagate that lie. Breakfast, the word breakfast, if you hyphenate it, it says break fast. If you eat a meal at 7 p.m., you eat your dinner at 7 p.m., then you turn around and eat again at 7 a.m. 12 hours. You don't even give your body time enough to digest the food, which can be digested within a 24-hour period. Where the people back then, they didn't have eating habits like we do today. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and which I love what he said on this, is that our teeth is digging our own graves. That's true. We eat in the morning, 7 a.m. Then you turn around. Some of y'all do snack at 10 a.m. Then you turn around and eat lunch either at 11 or 12 p.m. Then you turn around and you go home for another meal. But before you make it home, some of you go on a break at work, probably between 3 and 4 o'clock. You have another snack. Then some of you who really love to get out there, some of y'all go to happy hour, take a few drinks of alcohol. Then you turn around, you wobbling down the street while you're driving home, buzzing. Then you straggle yourself into the house. Now here you back around back at 7 p.m. again. And now you get ready and turn around and do the same thing the next morning. Well, from the history that we read from the other people. We didn't see that with a lot of other folks back in the day. They had to go out and hunt for their food. And they prepared their food. And they were so into knowledge and developing their civilization, they didn't let food become their sanctuary like most of us do. We are refined people. We are born in an already bustling society when we come into the world as children, as babies. Innovation have taken off. We're not with the horse and buggies anymore. We have tractors now. We have trailers. We have television. We have internet now. You have all these things. You have electricity. That wasn't the reality of people back in the day. But you have things given to you instantly. And it is killing you. And a lot of us don't even cook no more. We rather go to some damn box, some TV dinner, as they call it. You marry to build a family. But now you and the wife, you're caught up in the bustling and the hustle of society. So now there's a third person in that marriage. I'm talking to righteous people as well. I'm talking to believers in God. So we put God. God is there watching two fools sitting down at a table. However, there's a fourth person there. There's not a person at all. What's for dinner? Shoot, you tell me. What's for dinner? Husband? Well, I guess I got to go to the freezer and pull out Marie Callender. I got to go to the freezer and pull out Banquet. Guess who's coming to dinner? Bird's Eye. You know, these are things that is instant. Now, you know, rice used to have to be boiled. Now you can take a cup, a microwave rice, and nuke your rice. And you wonder why it seems You slow down. Your memory capacity is seeming to slow down. You wonder why, if as in the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in the teaching of the nation, that the speed of thought is 24 billion miles per second. Now it seems like new speed of thought is then dwindling down to 10,000. miles per second. And that 24 billion miles per second, that's just the minimum. But we'll get into something like that later on, probably within the year, Beloved brothers and sisters, new changes is coming to the planet. And you and I, we must be able to step up to the challenge. You are the key to this whole new paradigm. You must step up now. There's no more time to waste. You are the chosen people of God. You are the key to the new world to come. That man, Master Farad Muhammad, came. And he deposited in us his mind. It's like a gardener, you know. He planted seed. And from that planting of the seed, he gave you and I a caretaker. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad watered us with wisdom. And before he left the scene, he prepared one. Who continued the watering of wisdom. That one. He taught him how to go in deep depth of these teachings. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, there is no doubt in any mind of anybody who have any sense that that man is a guided man. We have some of the older members of the Honorable under the what we call the fur. They don't want to hear or follow the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Look, that's your right. But damn it, I can say without any doubt that none of you was commissioned to do what he did. When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad left the scene, why didn't any of you stand up? Many of you left, but many stayed. You had the opportunity to go and continue on that work of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Just as Minister Farrakhan. But Minister Farrakhan got up and he rebuilt the nation, took the teaching, the original teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and didn't deviate from them. He kept them. Now, at one point in time, because, look, man, people always come and talk about, he went with Silas. Yeah, but he wasn't happy. And many of you who was around back then, you wasn't happy either. Those of you who really loved the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaching and knew that there was a deviation from.
All right. think I went out for a little bit. Yes, I think we went out for a little bit, but going on, as I was saying, there was issues. They people had issues back then, you know, with the leadership and where the nation was traveling, where it was going. No problem with that. I mean, it happens to the best of us. But the nation had to be rebuilt. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he was that one to build it. Does that make him greater than you? You all know Farrakhan. Farrakhan don't think like that. When he came, like one of my co-hosts, Brother Waleed Muhammad, says that when Minister Farrakhan was on his way to rebuild a nation, he had to come to who? He had to come to the pioneers who knew how to build a nation. I mean, look at that. Just look at it. So, beloved brothers and sisters, as we wind down today, and forgive me, yeah, power that went out on my headphone set. But as we wind down today, I just want to close out and talk about what's going to come to the show. Because I'm changing the format. It's still going to be talk format. You'll be able to call in and share your opinions and comments. But, you know, this is what we're going to be doing with the show. We're going to have more guests from the NOI and other guests from different parts of the community. We're going to be having different ideas. You know me. You should know this program by now that we don't run away from the higher science. It's just something I don't believe in doing. And I don't sit here and wrap myself up in the Islam as though it's the only truth there is and nobody else don't have any truth in order to offer. No, that ain't Brother Derek. Brother Derek can never do that. That is not my mindset. Truth comes in several forms, and if I say that I believe in Islam and the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, then I should not be afraid to venture in to prove what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad have taught and said to us. So I welcome Christianity. I welcome Jehovah's Witnesses. I welcome Hindu, I welcome the other beliefs, the Vedics. I welcome all those things. Because I believe in the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He said that we have the root of everything. If we believe that Allah appealed to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, and that God came and visited us, then who would know more than God, than the Supreme One? So we're going to be inviting others of different faiths, everything, to the program, to the show. If some of y'all can't handle that, then you just go down the hall where you can get the what you need. I'm looking to add shows to the narrative. We're gonna be building a small network. And so I'm gonna be finding others who wanna have a show. We're gonna open up our audience to those who wanna come on and have a show through the Be and Exist network. At first, I was going to name the network Kun Fadaku. Long before I heard Brother BNX was going to name his book that, but out of respect for my younger brother, I'm going to name the network Be and Exist Network. So be on the lookout for that. We're going to also start have a music program, because there are a lot of talent in the Nation of Islam who you just won't hear their music played on the airwaves. And we're gonna make room in the Be and Exist network for those musicians, those songwriters, those poets. We're going to have a weekly program dedicated to them as well. That'll be in line with the Ministry of Art and Entertainment. We're going to have a different time now. Think I'm going to have the time, instead of 2 p.m. on Sundays, we start at 3 p.m. on Sunday for the narrative. And I'm going to probably cut down the show to an hour and 30 minutes. And we probably extend it only if the discussion we have a lot of phone calls. I would feel about trying to lengthen the program. We'll see. We're going to have more topics dealing with science, dealing with space exploration, dealing with technology, dealing with the cryptocurrency and the economy. We're going to open the narrative up to greater subjects. It is time that we do this. For we are the people of God, and that which Allah has came to bring to us, it has not been done ever. In the annals of time, you all got to understand something. There have never been a prophet or messenger of God in the Western Hemisphere. That means that you and I, we are the beginners of all of this. Master Farad Muhammad had done something that those before him have never done. The whole civilization of God has been removed from the Eastern Hemisphere and is being erected here in the Western Hemisphere. As we go on in time, we are going to talk about this, and we're going to really make sense of this. So, beloved brothers and sisters, my time is almost up. And I thank you for your time of listening to today. And I want to say I love you. Come back next week. We're going to have a powerful show for you. And I will leave you today in the greeting words of peace of Assalamu Alaikum.